Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We see the earth from here. We know exactly what the global social engineers are doing. We know their goals. We know what point they've reached in their program of global enslavement, the scientific dictatorship, the final revolution against free humanity by the technocrats. We are live. It is Sunday, the 30th day of October, 2011. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. And then, of course, I'm going to be here all of this week. Broadcasting for 27 hours live, kicking off November 3rd at 11 a.m. into the next official radio show. The next day on Friday, Paul Watson will be sitting in for a few hours here and there. So will Aaron Dykes. We've got a who's who of awake people joining us. Jaron's in there lining up more than 30 different guests. For the Thursday and Friday transmission, the fourth annual Money Bomb. Quite frankly, I really don't even want the responsibility of having to continue to expand our operation, but I have to because we are the best there is. Doesn't mean I'm perfect or even halfway doing a great job. It's just that we are the best there is. We've got a responsibility to intensify our efforts against the globalists 110%, and we're doing that. And the Money Bomb certainly adds to that. It costs millions and millions of dollars to have our 30-plus employees and contractors to pay for all the bandwidth, the studios, the cameras, the insurance, all of it, and to travel around the country and to produce the films that we make and the news websites and now the nightly news. But quite frankly, I would like to fund our operation with video sales, radio sponsorship, things like that, but really, the last three money bombs, we couldn't be here right now at this level without them. And it was listeners that started the money bombs back 3.5, 4 years ago. Well, this will be the fourth annual, so it'll be four years. Listeners just started one. I kind of ignored it. They said, why aren't you supporting the money bomb? And I said, well, I guess. Okay, I will. And then we used that money to move into these offices. And here we are. Took us about a year after that to get done, find the right place, move in, get the studio built, and then here we were. Then we expanded into the other side, completed the TV studios in the last 6, 7 months ago, and have now been doing the nightly news here in the last few months. But quite frankly, when I'm on the razor's edge of whether I'm going to do a money bomb or not, listeners say, you know, Alex, you really should do one. But also listeners, or some people that claim to be listeners, you know, say, how dare you ask for money? You shouldn't do a money bomb. And I'm kind of pig-headed. Somebody tells me I can't do something, I've got to do it then. So there'll be one for you guys. In fact, you're the reason there is a money bomb now, because quite frankly, you know, we need the capital and all, but, you know, I would rather raise money other ways. But I start thinking about the globalists. They always ask for money, or they take your tax money and then give it to NPR and others. And then still, even though that stuff's taxpayer paid for, to a certain extent, they have pledge drives for the local affiliates. But then that's all kosher and good, we're told. But if patriotic media, people that actually care about liberty and freedom, try to actually ask for donations or ask people to even buy a book or video, I get criticized, even though we give it all away for free as well. We've got to get past that psychology and say, you know what, you want to say I'm bad for this? Okay, we'll do it even more then. If you don't like it, the truth is they don't want the American people getting together and supporting true liberty and financing it and voting with their dollars and voting by word of mouth, spreading the word. That's what the system is so incredibly afraid of. And if you believe in our message and really realize, as we do, this key juncture in time, we need to hit our afterburners in the fight for liberty and exposing tyranny, then donate at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and join us coming up this Thursday. Now, I haven't even gotten to the news that's coming up, and it's big. Straight ahead, we're going to cover the waterfront of incredible developments. We're going to look deep into U.S. government psyops. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Thank you so much for joining us. It is October 30th, 2011, on this Sunday edition. We're going to be live here, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. That's 5 to 7 Eastern. And then, of course, I'm back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time, blasting out on XM, Global Shortwave at WWCR, your local AM and FM stations, and number one, streamed audio transmission on the web, according to Shoutcast and other metrics at Infowars.com. I am your host, Alex Jones. Let me just list to you some of the videos we're going to be playing, some of the reports we're going to be covering today, some of the information we're going to be breaking down. U.S. planning troop buildup in Gulf after exit from Iraq. I was told, as you know, 2 weeks ago by multiple military sources, some of them that came on air, CIA, you name it, that Israel has gotten the green light to hit Iran, and they're looking to do it just in the next few weeks. That was a few weeks ago. That within 2 weeks, the window was opening. That doesn't mean that we can't speak out against this and stop it. That was also that point was also made 2 weeks ago. And here is the New York Times saying that the troops are being moved out of Iraq into Kuwait and other areas with an eye on the threat of a belligerent Iran. That's a quote. That's the New York Times Saturday, yesterday. Here's another one from Friday. The Washington Times. Israeli prisoner swap may be prelude to attack on Iran. And they quote Haaretz newspaper. They quote Jerusalem Post military correspondents. They quote confidants of Benjamin Netanyahu, saying that he believes now is the time to look at striking Iran, and this will be his defining Churchill moment. Don't forget that in 2007, Israel hit a clandestine nuclear reactor in Syria. So, I mean, here's the New York Times saying they're getting ready for it. Here's the Washington Times saying it. I've got several other articles we're going to be going over on this front. And whether you're for this war or against it, the United States is probably going to get sucked into it. And we saw Mr. Baer come out, the former top CIA field commander. Robert Baer came out 2 weeks ago and said they're greenlighting the attack. You saw Ray McGovern come on this show, former top advisor to Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., top CIA analyst, morning briefer to the presidents, saying, yes, the green light's been given. Never before has he said that on the show. You saw the head of the Bin Laden group, what, Shearer, come out and say the green light's been given to hit Iran and it's a horrible idea. And will actually keep the hardline regime in power right as their people are on the verge of over 70% of the Persians do not like their government. That's on record. So why bomb their government, then entrenching them more? And it was all these other experts about a day after I came out and said, my military sources are saying this. And that's why they launched that whole story about the guy down in Corpus Christi, Texas, who was a used car salesman hanging out with the Iranian secret police, and they were going to bomb the Saudi Arabian ambassador in D.C. and kill him and all this other garbage. And it came out within days. Hundreds of analysts, including former Bush administration expert on Persia, and that's Iran for folks that don't know, they came out and said this is total baloney, and it turned out it was completely made up, and it was the Iranian opposition group funded here in the U.S. that was out there manipulating people and involved with elements of the Mexican mafia in all of this. It was a complete made-up fake sting where there's nothing to sting. But it was blamed on Iran, and we heard, we've got to hit Iran. And Congressman King said, we've got to hit them. So the green light is on, but it has dimmed, because just like 4 years ago, Admiral Fox Fallon, the head of CENTCOM, it later came out, even an Esquire, was ordered to hit Iran. And he said, I'm not doing it. And then basically was forced to resign. And right at that time, Ray McGovern came on our show, and he still claims it was just a good guess. Yeah, right. And he said, look, the plan would be to paint up U.S. patrol boats to look like Iranian patrol boats and have them do a mock or real attack on a U.S. aircraft carrier, frigate, or destroyer there near the Strait of Hormuz to get us into Iran. A year later, McGovern said this 5 years ago, a year later it came out in major newspapers and magazines, New York Times, but also Seymour Hersh, Pulitzer Prize winner, New York Magazine, The New Yorker. It was in The New Yorker came out and said that plan had actually been green-lighted by Cheney, and they'd already painted the boats up, but then Bush killed it. So, and then Cheney just wrote a book saying he wanted to hit Iran and got stopped. So when you understand the duplicity and how they get us into wars, we would have already been in this war with Iran if the head of CENTCOM hadn't said, Admiral Fallon said, no, I'm not doing this. And so we're very close to an Iran strike. Now, when I've had other people on, they said, not 2 weeks, Alex. They said it could be a couple months, but they're not going to want to hit during once the main winter has begun. Regardless, I just read to you the New York Times. I just read to you the Washington Times. I got a stack of others we're going to get to. The stars are aligning for an Iran attack. And then on top of it, ladies and gentlemen, I have family who's been deployed to Kuwait. I have other sources once I learned that information. The family always doesn't make a secret of where they're going or what they're doing. Just innumerable tours in combat zones. Innumerable. I mean, people think 7 tours is a lot. Try 15 or something. I mean, it's ridiculous. And they would not say, and I got a little grumpy about even being asked. And then I was talking Tuesday flying in. The Austin Police Department can verify this if they want the fellow's name. I was flying into the Austin airport from shooting another season of a couple episodes of Jesse Ventura's show, Conspiracy Theory. I was flying back in from Vegas where we were out there at some rocket bases and stuff. And I was up in the front row right next to this Air Force officer. And he was flying back with the flag and the body onto the plane of the Southwest Airlines flight of his dead friend who died in an improvised explosives device attack in Iraq a few weeks before. And I was talking to him, and I brought all this up, and he said, well, you absolutely know what you're talking about. Israel's going to hit him, and we're going to back him. And he knew. I told him I was a radio host and everything. He said, that's no secret. He said, by the way, well, then we land. The reason I say police know about it, they have water cannons spraying the plane. They had all these police cars and motorcycles, and we all got off, you know, to respect the person as they were the dead veteran as they were brought off in their flag draped coffin and everything else. And I meant to look that up. A Fort Hood burial Wednesday of soldier killed by IED Air Force MP. Killed in IED attack in Iraq. I wanted to actually get the guy's name. The fella told me on the plane in the 2.5 hour flight, but obviously I wasn't sitting there taking notes. My point is, I've talked off record to 6 different military officers now. I've talked on record to all these high-powered people. You've seen all the other folks on the news saying this is moving into the green light. And they would have already probably hit Iran, is the word I had. Steve Pachinik, former Black Ops commander for the State Department and directed CIA and Pentagon Special Forces operations. Overthrows of governments. Type Steve Pachinik in. You'll see him overthrowing major governments, one after the other. He came on and said, yes, they've green-lighted an attack on Iran. But it's because that hoax that that used car salesman was going to wreak all this havoc and kill the Saudi ambassador, because that hoax got exposed as a hoax, now the system's sitting there cooking up the next hoax. But Israel, I mean, I just read to you what Netanyahu's telling people, that he's intending to go ahead and hit Iran. And it won't be like when they hit Syria and blew up one primitive secret research laboratory. I mean, Iran has got this thing, you know, these things dug in more than a tick on a hound dog. All right, the really big news straight ahead on the euro, what's happening there. Ron Paul wins both tallies at GOP straw poll. I've got some incredible psychological work.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers, the builders, these are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies, the dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I would just like to point out to longtime listeners, new listeners, and first-time listeners, you can check the facts on this. It's like John Wayne would say, no brag, just fact. This is the number one alternative radio slash internet system in the world. Number one in alternative films. Number one in every category. Number one, number one, number one. And growing exponentially. Quite a responsibility. And it's important that I remember that myself from time to time and go back over some of the basics for all the new listeners that are tuning in. And we also need to open the phones up today. We'll do that coming up in the next segment. I'll give the number out. Then we'll start getting to your calls before this hour has ended. I want to warn you, I tend to follow the classic talk radio model in some respects, but not in many others. Like, I tend to not at the start of the show hype up everything that's coming up. In fact, I tend to do the opposite. I tend to just mention a few stories that are important and then build. Because I get ready for the show, and then the first story I launch into, I have a tendency to spend most of the time on that and then not get to the others. But in the interest of actually just letting you know some of the stuff here in front of me that I will try to get back into and break down with more detail, ATF Gunwalker update, Eric Holder to testify on Fast and Furious, CBS News. Also, we aired clips from C-SPAN earlier in the week where Ms. Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, admitted 2 years ago they were running this program, and then later testified before Congress that she hadn't, and we just went and got the videos and pointed it out. In fact, the video is online. Just type in Janet Napolitano caught in perjury on Fast and Furious. We did that as a radio report earlier in the week and a InfoWars Nightly News. And it's right there, 100%. As I told you a year ago, we caught them in the press conferences. We knew they were going to blame the Second Amendment for the stuff in Mexico years ago because they were having the press conferences. And I had sources that they were shipping the guns into Mexico, like Celi Castile and others, DEA agent. And now it's all there. And I told you Bush was involved. And what did Issa come out a week ago and say? Bush is involved. This goes back to Bush. Of course it does. It goes back to Iran-Contra. It goes back to coffins flying back from Vietnam full of heroin. The big banks run America. They don't care about our sovereignty. They use our military. They use our entire system. They made drugs illegal so they could jack up the prices of them and arrest their competition. Wake up. Wake up. In fact, we may have new listeners who won't believe it. Just type in Issa Bush involved in gun running scandal. Just and show them Fox News and AP. Show them by that. If you hear me talk and you're a radio listener, just put it into a search engine what I say. Or if you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see us show it to you. Here's another one from Associated Press. House panel may subpoena White House documents. Well, we already have Operation Gunrunner and FF, Fast and Furious, in their press conferences in 2009 and 2010. I mean, Holder came down to South Texas and gave multiple speeches in Brownsville, and then he went over to El Paso in the middle of 2009, blaming the Second Amendment for our problems and mentioning Project Gunrunner as his proof to try to ban semi-automatics in America. And then he gets up there and says he knows nothing about it when he's given stinking press conferences, and we got the stinking video. We got the stinking video of Napolitano. Why won't Issa hammer them? They should all be arrested right now, because it'll bring up Bush. There it is. Issa acknowledges gun probes similar. Not identical to Fast and Furious under Bush. Yeah, it wasn't called that. But the Sinaloa documents came out in federal court. They're allowed to bring cocaine in, U.S. government ships and the weapons directly to them. And what source is that out of? Because I don't, in that browser, it doesn't show me. Is that CBS or is that Fox? Back it all the way out so I can see the header. It's Fox? Back it all the way out so viewers can see the header. Okay, there, it's Fox. They'll think we made it up unless they see the header. Folks, type that in yourself and go find it. Now, thank you. That said, we have this news here. You've heard all these Democratic senators call for the return of the Fairness Doctrine to restrict free speech on talk radio, and the FCC has said if they do expand it, it would be into the Internet. So it's fair that I not have cutting analysis and historical gravitas and actually tell it like it is. I would have to fumble around and only cover mainstream media and regurgitate. That wouldn't be fair if I read a federal court document where they declared national security 6 months ago and admitted the U.S. government ships in narcotics and arms the cartels to kill each other to keep prices up. That's how I knew all this. That's how I knew Bush was involved, because it's in the stinking federal documents. But see, oh, no, we can't have that. You see, they're panicking. And so we Google on Monday put out its transparency report, and it turns out in 2010, because they always put the stuff out close to a year late, the federal government requested that, quote, feds order YouTube to remove video for containing government criticism. And, of course, we broke that on Tuesday and Wednesday. But then AP and others found articles you can pull up, because there's literally thousands of these, where local police would order them to take down video that showed, quote, police brutality. Oh, but here's CNET News. That's a division of CBS. So this isn't some reactionary group that actually knows what they're talking about. It's the dinosaur establishment finally figuring it out. As we told you months ago, this is the U.S. version of the secret U.N. treaty leaked a year ago that Obama doesn't want public, that openly says no judge, no jury, any corporation or any foreign government can order your website taken down or blocked. It's DNS for any reason. Here's the CBS News headline. Representative, we're going to get them on, Lofgren, copyright bill is the end of the Internet. It is. Representative Zoe Lofgren, California Democrat, whose district includes the heart of Silicon Valley, is preparing to lead a congressional opposition to the new Stop Online Piracy Act, because there's no judge, no jury, no due process. They just say your words are and you're gone. And then they're going to have an Internet ID where you put an Internet ID on when you get online to track you. Then if you're bad, they ban your ID. Now you can't use the Internet. The equivalent of being put in a Nazi ghetto in 1937 financially. The anti-piracy legislation introduced yesterday in the House of Representatives to applause of lobbyists for Hollywood and other large content holders is designed to make alleged copyright infringers' websites, sometimes called rogue websites, virtually disappear from the Internet. I'm still reviewing the legislation, but from what I've already read, this would mean an end of the Internet as we know it. Yeah, well, the end of due process as we know it. They're already doing this. You'll see them shut down 50,000 websites to shut down one without a court order. Now, the really big news is coming up. Stay with us.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, we are back live. I'm going to have open phones in the second hour. We're all set to get into the EU debt woes the last 2 or 3 years. Oh, after they got the $5 trillion more. Yeah, $1.4 trillion leveraged out to $5 trillion. On $100 billion that Greece owes? Oh, that was just the excuse for the mega banks to fully destroy the sovereignty left in Europe. Also, the moves to strike Iran and to strike Assad's Syria. The nationwide crackdown on Occupy Wall Street has begun. Why is that? Because the Democrats kicked this thing off, were unable to fully control it and occupy it, and co-opt it. So now they're rubber bulleting people in the face from Oakland, California to Denver. And I've got incredible video coming up if we have time to get to it, of people just blood pouring out of them for no reason. And this is like China or something. And it's not that I even agree with all the Occupy Wall Street people and their calls for socialism. Doesn't matter what their view is. This is America. You don't shotgun them at 2 feet away and almost kill people. Some of them are in comas. They've been shot in the head. And I see cops online, and Drudge was linked to an article that had people commenting, making jokes about it. Okay, well, folks are going to make a joke about taking your pension fund. Look, if all of our rights aren't protected, none of our rights are. I mean, have people figured this out yet? When somebody gets their rights run over, it's not funny, even if you or I don't agree with them. Because when somebody else's rights gets run over, that creates a precedent for it to happen to us or our wives, our children, our grandparents, our husbands, our brothers, our sisters, our pastors. This is wrong. Now, I had actually seen this video before because we bought a bunch of National Archive footage years ago, but I happened to come back across it this weekend doing research on psychological warfare. I was looking for one of the newer psychological warfare training videos in its entirety. I was only sent a demo of it a few years ago, Department of Defense. And I found one from 1968. And its field manual video number or projector number is United States Army Presents TF-33-3972, 1968. And I watched this Friday night and spent much of Saturday researching it, much of today researching it, to my wife's chagrin, because if a photo can tell 1,000 words, if a picture can tell 1,000 words, what does 25 minutes of video tell? And I don't have time here today to air all of this. But this was shown to PSYOP officers in all the branches of the military, mainly for the Vietnam War. But it's shot in an Eastern European-style country called Host Nation. And they're fighting communists in this PSYOPs once classified. This was declassified in the 80s. Film that I'm about to play the audio of for radio listeners. PrisonPlanet.tv viewers will be able to see it. And I'm going to get this posted up on InfoWars as well so people can look at it, everybody. And I'm not going to kind of play the whole thing, but they're talking about internal defense. Is this psychological warfare video manual is a film that accompanies the actual physical manual that's much thicker. And I actually have a copy of it. Read it many years ago. Bought it at a gun show. But the point is that what you're about to hear is for a country that's occupied. Checkpoints, people being searched, surveillance, psychological warfare. The government always broadcasting information about how it cares about you. They don't really care about you when they... Et nauseam, how to brush your teeth, how to trick or treat, how to do this, how to do that. They're treating you like you're a low-grade moron on all these radio and TV PSA announcements that are government. And the news itself is that. And it creates the perception that government loves you. And now they got telescreens at 9,000 locations saying, tattle on your neighbor, don't trust anybody but the government. It creates this fear and perception. Now, everything in this psychological warfare manual, I'm about to play the video addendum to it, or counterpart, again, this is supposedly an occupied Eastern European country fighting Soviet advances or Vietnam. But this country, if you can see the video of the film, looks like 16 millimeter, maybe even 35. The point is, it's shot in what looks like an Eastern European country. And it's talking about going after Joe Sixpack. How do you get his mind? How do you get control of him? How do you control a society? And it gets into the checkpoints. It gets into the searches. It gets into the propaganda. It gets into all the control. And my point is, you are under this attack. The Pentagon admits they spend tens of billions a year domestically in the U.S. And all of this stuff is meant to manipulate you, and it's been illegal since the founding of the CIA and the Department of Defense to do this domestically. But now they just do it. So you talk to people and you go, don't you see the propaganda? They think it's a conspiracy theory that they're even being propagandized. And I'll point out again, propaganda just means someone's political speech selling you on their idea. I guess it goes back to the Jesuits. And even before that, to the Greeks. But the term propaganda is a Jewitical, they would call it, or a Jesuit-type term. But it just means political education. Well, if people were teaching about private property, Second Amendment, freedom, no. The whole media does nothing but demonize things that America's based on. And this is psychological warfare. All the carbon taxes being promoted. All of it. This is a globalist agenda. So the video piece starts with the host country asking for help. And there's this creepy scene where the creepy third world commander, military commander, asks for psychological warfare like it's some nasty goody, you know, like looking at a Playboy behind the woodshed or something. And the U.S. Psychological warfare head says, oh, we'll do that. And the next they say, well, you're in the host country. We're actually already running psychological warfare in the country. So it's even got creepy deception in it, like, oh, look at how we're lying to people. I mean, this is disgusting. It's better to say we don't have psychological warfare manuals. What we believe in is on our sleeve. Liberty, freedom, the family, period. We're here to bring liberty. Not a bunch of creeping around garbage. So, you look at the psych warfare, the psyop being run on America, it just like I was sent the Homeland Security documents. Remember, I broke that 3 years ago. State police and FBI. I got another manual from a federal marshal. And all those stories made national news. None of it has to do with Al-Qaeda. That is itself a psyop. None of it had to do with Al-Qaeda. That itself was a psyop. It's a number one threat to America, returning veterans. Number two, gun owners. Number three, Ron Paul supporters. Number four, libertarians. Number five, those that don't want us in the UN. Number six, private property activists. You're being told you're giving up all these liberties and having the government stick their hands down your pants at the airport because they're trying to keep you safe. But really, it's an internal domestic checkpoint. All right, we'll get to most of it in the next segment, but let's go ahead and start rolling the intro of it where they have the name of the PSYOP manual, TF-33-3972. United States Army presents TF-33-3972, 1968. Psychological operations in support of internal defense and deployment assistance programs. The point is, when they have checkpoints in America, as the TSA now has on the highways, that is martial law. You are under martial law.
This is the United States Embassy in a country we shall call land. In actuality, host land does not exist, but this fictional nation has many counterparts. Small countries in which outside alien hands have planted the seeds of subversion.
Stop right there. We're going to come back. Oh, outside foreign megabanks that created thousands of trillions in fake derivatives and got their people in control of every federal position or regulatory position? You see, now the outside subverters have come in and taken over the country and are turning the internal defense against the real patriots.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
DrudgeReport.com. You'll notice on the right-hand side where the top story up there, armed citizen militia shows up at Occupy Phoenix. Group is affiliated with neo-Nazi fringe. And Paul Watson asked the question, is this some kind of setup? I've seen a lot of feds, and these guys really don't look and act like them. Maybe I'll get this guy on the air, but we'll talk about that. I know that armed groups at Tea Party events were used to demonize the Tea Party, but I think it's great to have guns in public to teach people they're not illegal. I mean, enough old folks getting arrested because some carpet cleaner's in their house and sees their gun cabinet. I've had some carpet cleaner try to call the cops on me like 12 years ago because I had a gun case. I mean, I'm not kidding. They said, you're not allowed to have guns. I said, are you crazy? But I guess they watch sitcoms and dramas that are all based in New York City or something. So they, you know, see the shows where the cop goes, he's got a gun, arrest him. You know, he's got a gun in his house. I'm going to give that report next hour. Now, again, this gets into the, this is like 25 minutes long, and it gets into the creepy part next. It talks about propaganda, how to sell it, how to do it. But in the next clip from this Army Psychological Warfare video, Room 68, it gets into the checkpoints and the martial law. And, you know, I wrote the notes on points I wanted to make about this video. There is a war on for your mind. Just get that through your head. And then ask yourself, what are the messages that media and government-sponsored systems are putting out? Anti-gun, anti-family, anti-freedom. So this is an illegitimate government. Okay? Also, the system is built for the general public. This internal defense, that's what martial law is really called in the military. In fact, I freaked out an Army officer last night knowing all these terms. Because they're all trained in this now. They've all been getting ready for this for more than a decade. As the bankers imploded the economy by design, the military doesn't know why they're being told to get ready for it. While they're training everybody in riot control. Because they're bringing the country down by design. Then their false solution will be collectivism with the general public calling to rob the middle class, which they believe is the rich. While the ultra-rich sit offshore and set the whole thing up to destroy the free market, which is the enemy of the mega monopoly men. So the system is built for the general public. This whole system is built and designed for a countrywide takeover. It's not designed for Al-Qaeda, who they just gave Libya to. The homeland is the body snatcher, to use a science fiction analogy. The homeland, when they announce the homeland, it's the pea pod that, you know, that when the republic goes to sleep, they lay this down, you die, and then the new creature that looks like the old America pops out of the pea pod. When you hear Homeland Security, that's the federal globalist takeover of the local police and everything else. Let's go back to the piece. Here it is.
Typifies such a country. A nation seeking its own independent path to progress, but stalled in its forward march by a subversive force that grows more malignant with each passing day.
Gentlemen, the pattern here is familiar. Mr. Johnson, what is your government doing about this?
As you know, we have had some success in counteracting their efforts, but never quite enough. At best, we have achieved a containment. Stalemate. Now, with the sudden intensification of subversive activity, the outbreak of violence in the eastern province, my government is firmly convinced that a full-scale internal defense operation is the only answer to the problem. That is why we have once again come to the United States for help. As to our specific needs, you will find them outlined in the official request, which we have submitted to your attention.
Again, folks, they're talking about internal defense. That's martial law. Then they show what internal defense is, and it's exactly what's being set up in America. Okay? Let's go back to it.
So I've been informed by your military attaché, Colonel Adams here. You have men who specialize in internal defense operations, familiar with the situation we're facing. Then you are specifically requesting that you assist us ending our current training program. We've got to set up and staff new training centers for officers and NCOs. And we must move quickly. With your government's help, we should be able to accomplish our objectives in much less time. And time will be a critical factor. I feel confident that my government will give you every assistance along those lines. In fact, we should be able to have additional advisors on the way here in a matter of just a few days. Other specifics? Frankly, Mr. Ambassador, we lack the trained men who would be able to plan and implement operations in an area we think is vitally important. Because of this, we are also requesting that your team of advisors include a senior officer who is thoroughly experienced in psychological operations.
Ooh.
Very well, sir. I think we can provide you with an expert on the subject.
This man is the expert on the subject. His name is Leo Hamilton, and he is a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army. Earlier today, he was designated the Psychological Operations Staff Officer Advisor.
He helped put fluoride in the water.
Officers on the advisory.
He helped get gun control through.
He will be flying to hostland.
He helped bring down America. He can screw up your country, too.
In the area of psychological operations, PSYOP, Colonel Hamilton qualifies as a veteran with considerable field experience.
Yeah, hit pause. People like Colonel Hamilton can demonize the Founding Fathers and people that love actual freedom. People like Colonel Hamilton can wreck America and turn it into the cesspit it is today and make people hate real Americans that actually have their heads screwed on straight. Yes, if you like the way America's going, continue with the PSYOP. And then it gets into even more creepiness. Listen, I got to get to the start of this, though, with the checkpoints. Let's go to the next clip. And again, I'm going to get these posted this evening. I actually asked my web guys to post it. I must have missed it if it is posted, but I'm going to make some phone calls during the breaks to my weekend web people. I'm going to have them post these videos at InfoWars.com because you need to see the full thing, the full 25 minutes. one of them is called Psychological Operations in Support of Internal Defense Programs. And then part one is called Psychological Operations in Support of Internal Defense and Development Assistance Programs. Let's go ahead and go to video number two, where they get into all the creepiness with the Federal Occupation Force. Here it is. Again, we'll get to that video here in just a moment. We're playing this directly off of YouTube. We'll turn the audio up and get that on for you right now. There's no audio on at all. I watched it like three times at my house this weekend. 100%. Well, I watched that when I came in today and pulled it up for you. Wow, if they killed the audio on that just now, that is beyond bizarre. It doesn't matter. I've got it on DVD somewhere around here in the office. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Interesting. Yeah, no, it does have audio. Unless they just killed the audio while we were sitting here, that's got audio. A lot of times we save videos, but I came in this afternoon with it with limited time. And I want to get to the actual checkpoint parts. And I even told Dude, who was just up here, to actually save this. So we'll see what happens with that. Very bizarre here today. Because I just saw them fade up the audio themselves and play it. You were watching it, and it didn't play any audio. And I want you to see this. But it doesn't matter. You can get these psychological warfare manual videos anywhere. The point is, this is advertised as a third world country under martial law, and it breaks down everything that's happening to it. We're going to attempt to come back in the next hour and get to this video for you. Also, I will get to the articles I mentioned earlier out of CNET News and others, where they admit copyright bill is the end of the internet as we know it, the end of due process, feds ordering videos taken off YouTube and Google that are containing, quote, government criticism. So we've got that as well coming up. Oh, and I haven't gotten to this yet. We posted a video with clips of Walter Cronkite showing war atrocities in Vietnam along with new war atrocities, and Google removed that. So I want to illustrate how, why could you see in 1969 what war is, but you can't see it today? All this modern violence everywhere, but the PSYOP masters don't want us to see, the PSYOP masters don't want us to see real things. They want us to see simulated because it desensitizes us to torture and evil. But when it's real, they want it banned. How is it banned today, or even showing flag-draped coffins, but it wasn't in 1969? Because it's all part of the PSYOP. Stay with us.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.